just as the mechanics of the plays are straightforward, so too are the essential structures, and these are repeated throughout virtually all the plays. After an introduction in which a single character, sometimes two, often a god, will sing a hymn or will speak to the audience, the chorus enters. And as the chorus comes in, it is singing an ode. Between the odes sung by the chorus, between the choral odes, in other words, are pieces of dialogue. And these will be given by the characters, often answering one another, or sometimes characters addressing the chorus. But again, a relatively straightforward and simple system. Most notably, however, in most scenes where two actors are on stage facing each other, there is a strong element of hostility between the two. The protagonist and the antagonist are antagonistic. They are opposing each other. I point this out because I want to emphasize here a quality that the Greeks came back to in so many of their cultural institutions, that of the agon, the conflict. Just as political life was seen as conflict between opponents, and just as athletic competition was a conflict between men, as warfare was a conflict between states, so too this notion of conflict and competition was woven even into something that would seem to be as non-conflicted as the theatre. No, to the Greeks, the theatre is essentially an agon. It is a conflict between characters. Even the theatres themselves are relatively straightforward in structure and form. One begins with a hollowed-out hillside, usually called the cavea. This will then have benches cut into it and seats laid down on it, in front of which will be a round area where the chorus will perform its dances, and this is simply called the orchestra. And then, again, in a very simple form, a stage backdrop is behind this. One of the earliest ones ever used by the Greeks was the tent that had been won by the Greeks from Xerxes. It was used as a backdrop behind one of the early theatres in Athens. And the word in Greek for a tent is a skene, and it is from that that we get the term scene. A scene building, the background behind the performance of the play is originally just a tent. And of course, actors could move behind, change costume, and come back out again. So we have then a very simple format for the plays, a very simple art form. We have a very simple technical quality here. There is nothing particularly developed or sophisticated about the performances or the machinery used for the performances. About the most sophisticated that we machinery that we have is a crane that is used to bring a god from backstage, often at the end of a play, to deposit him down in the middle of the action. This is called, from Latin, the deus ex machina, the god from the machine, who will be lowered down onto the stage. But otherwise, the performances themselves are relatively rudimentary. There are other ways in which the performances certainly don't conform to anything like a realistic tradition, as we might expect in an age of TV and theatre. For example, actors wear heavy masks that completely conceal all their own features. The mask is absolutely fixed. So there is no way that we as audience can look at the expressions and feel moved by them. Now, very few productions today are bold enough to use masks, so that if you go to Epidaurus and see a performance, although you may be hearing the poetry of Aeschylus or Sophocles, normally you'll see it being interpreted by actors who, from a 20th century perspective, are used to using their facial expression and their gestures in order to convey some sense of emotion, whether it be anger or joy or what have you. Try to imagine listening to that poetry when there is a blank in front of you. No expression at all on the face, only a large gap through which a voice is being projected. Secondly, we tend to think of actors wearing outfits that suggest something of their character in a realistic mode. But in the Greek theatre, the robes are heavy overrobes that are designed to make it impossible to distinguish between the actor playing this role and the same actor coming back to play another role. These are generic figures, so that one will get the king or one will get the queen, for example.